Even after a personality becomes conscious and aware of its illusion and sets its intentions accordingly, the karmic obligations of its soul must still be met. Karma is karma. Energy is energy. The awakened personality understands this and, therefore, does not respond to the experiences and the events of its life with anger, fear, or jealousy. These would create additional negative karma for its soul. The awakened personality responds with compassion and with trust that the universe, in each moment, is attending to the needs of its soul. This draws to it other souls with the same frequency of consciousness. Each personality draws to itself personalities with consciousnesses of like frequency or like weakness. The frequency of anger attracts the frequency of anger. The frequency of greed attracts greed, and so on. This is the law of attraction. Negativity attracts negativity, just as love attracts love. Therefore, the world of an angry person is filled with angry people. The world of a greedy person is filled with greedy people. And a loving person lives in a world of loving people. If the personality decides to align itself with love, with clarity, with understanding and compassion, it gains power. The impulse toward anger or resentment or vengeance loses power over it. In this way, step by step, conscious decision by conscious decision, it becomes truly powerful. If it decides to remain unconscious, to avoid responsibility for its actions, it allows negative currents of energy to form its words and shape its actions. This results in negative behavior, and this results in negative karma. What does this mean in terms of the illusion? Negative behavior produces within others, and within oneself, negative emotions. Therefore, it also produces more opportunities to gain power through responsible choice, or to create negative karma. Negative karma means that the personality that chooses negative behavior will experience the same negative behavior from another personality. In this way, it will again be given the opportunity to decide to release it or to continue that mode of learning. This is the illusion. It is an illusion because you and the other souls that are involved have agreed, in compassion and wisdom, to participate in the learning dynamics of the Earth School in order to heal. It is illusion because within non-physical reality, neither space, nor time, nor anger, nor jealousy, nor fear exist. It is an illusion because when you return home, it will cease to be.